Three, two, one. Good morning, fellow humans, or afternoon, whatever part of the day you are currently listening to us. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Same here. Hanged out with my parents today, playing some cornhole. Throwing sacks on the other side of the property to the other side, making it sound more fun than it should be.
Shut up.
But how are you feeling today?
I could be doing better, but you know.
Yeah, same here. So the topic of today is going to be giving someone a chance for the better future. I think we have not done that yet. So we're gonna talk about it. And you can start us off.
Well, fuck you. So basically what we're gonna be going through is I'm gonna tell y'all about my story of how, you know, me and Matthew met and how he really helped better my life. You know, first starting off as, you know, I didn't have a good life to start with, wasn't really cared for, that kind of stuff, but,
I think most people can relate to that. I don't know, but I think in certain ways people can relate to that.
Somewhat. Some have better lives, some have worse lives.
Yeah. I agree.
See, you made me lose my topic.
Topic is that one.
So y'all know my past, or somewhat of my past. Y'all know what's been told to you guys. As you know, there's been a lot of things that I've had to go through with my family. Once I met Matthew, I really was able to, I guess, understand the
way of life
a lot better. Yeah, I was basically locked up in a room, never had friends, wasn't really allowed to go to work. I worked a little bit, only when my dad was able to go to work and watch me, which was fucked up in its own way, but yeah.
I haven't really had that issue. My parents were always like, hey, if you want to work, you can work, but just know if you work, you can buy your own stuff and whatever you need and spend with it. You have your car, just be responsible with it, and I'll provide you food and a roof under your head. But haven't really had that much issues that wise, but I was given a chance by a great friend of mine, Blake. He got me a job at this place that I work out now. I'm going to keep it confidential because I don't want people going up to my work, calling my work. And I don't want them or you guys just saying, hey, this person's doing podcasts, blah, 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 blah. I don't think you guys will, but so he gave me opportunity. It took me 9 months to get this job. And so I got the job, and he gave me a perfect opportunity. I work hands-on. I work on doors all the time. And thanks to him, I got what I have now. No, not herpes. I got a great job. I got an apartment. I got several things that I have. I got my own car. I got my own bed. Things are a little tough, but you know, that's everybody. If you're living a life and you're not having a tough time, then you don't belong here. Everybody has a tough time in their own ways. If you're not having a tough time in this world,
then what the or hell
not complaining about fucking anything, don't have a problem with anything
or anybody,
go back to where you fucking came from. Like, honestly, let's all agree, we all have an issue with something, okay? It could be our next door neighbor, or it can be our pantyhose that we're wearing currently. It can be anything.
Pantyhose.
Grandma hose.
What?
Garden hose. You like some cookies? I like me some cookies. Would you like some cookies? I got me some cookies. I like me some cookies.
Why did that take a really bad turn?
I have no idea. My point is, of me getting a chance from my buddy, is I wanted to better my life, and he helped me better his life. He had a chance given to him. He hasn't had the best upbringing or way of life. He had a chance and he took it. And now he has a great life, a great wife. He loves life. And he's living life.
He's not. Four times.
I know. He doesn't hate life anymore. He doesn't think about bad things. He really enjoys himself. He has a good time. And honestly, as long as you're happy and you have somebody that cares about you every single day and is always there for you, that's what you need. That's what everybody needs, is everybody deserves to be loved. They really do. Everybody needs a chance. And so I met Lily, and long story short, I gave her a chance. I told her, it's like, I want to better your life. So we didn't know that we were the ones for each other. So the first start was pretty bad. But you know, live relationships are never good from the start or the end. It's always in the end or the middle or at the end. No matter where or what point you're at in your relationship, something will happen. It could be cheating. It could be screaming. It could be yelling, hitting. It could be anything.
I mean, we've had all of the above you just said, so.
Exactly. We've cheated on each other at the very beginning because we didn't know that we were actually
meant to be.
Meant to be. I know. It sounds stupid, but you know what? It's not your relationship. It's my fucking relationship, man. It's mine. You're not in my body controlling who I am. If I want to go be a fucking stripper, I'll go be a fucking stripper. If you guys have issues with your relationship, just know that you don't have to be with them forever.
Excuse me?
If you absolutely hate being with them and you're not happy, go find somebody else. There are 7 billion people in this freaking planet. Ow. Scoot closer. Baby. Thank you.
Oh, I just hit Sam.
There are 7 billion people in this planet. Ow.
That's being dog cat crap.
He likes eating cat crap because it brings him nutrients.
It smells bad.
Well, yeah, that's cat shit.
He gets it on the bed.
Well,
guess
we're not here.
Not sleeping there.
Guess who's sleeping here?
I am.
All right. Where was I?
I have no clue.
Gosh damn it.
Except for that dog stinks.
All right. Well, my point is, you don't have to be with them forever. There are 7 billion people on this planet. if you're dating somebody, you're okay with being, if you're okay with being with them, but you are adventurous, you want to go do things, you have things you want to go do. If you want to go see a friend, you go see a friend. If you want to go see family and they don't allow you to go see family, they say no all the time. I mean, I get it. If it's financial reasons, I get it. You don't have a whole lot of money. But if you have money, like, hey, can we go do this? No. Or if it's all the time and you're having issues, just know that it's never too late to start over with your dating. Yeah, starting over, everybody can agree, it sucks. Mm-hmm. So now you have to tell them everything about you again. And deal with it all. Start all over. It can suck. I get it. I'm 20 years old. I don't have a whole lot of experience. I don't have fucked up marriages like some of you. I don't. I've always waited. I don't want to rush into marriage. But, do you have any comments? It's only been like what? How many minutes? Like 11? So today, I'm gonna actually fuck, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to explain my excuse you. What? You just ruined the audio. I don't want to watch Tinkerbell.
Don't ask me how that came up.
That ain't sticky pads.
Why?
Alright, what are you doing? Do 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 do. What about her? True. You can if you want. You want to get her? Want to get her? Yeah. She can have a few words if she wants to add to it. Yeah. Go get her. And then we'll set up a better way. All right. Well, I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. Yeah. Because I did. I actually bought a whole bunch of fireworks and went to Horseshoe Bend and lit some off. Had a freaking blast, dude. I had one firework that we were spinning it and it took off in the air. It was fun. And, our fireworks was fun. It was fun. All right, so we're gonna continue the same topic. I just basically did a standby ordeal. So the next person that I helped take a help get a new life is a great friend of mine. Lan, how was you could do a summary about how your life was at the beginning. And basically say how your life went. You don't have to get too detailed. It's just a podcast where people are going to listen to it.
Since like day one, my grandma has taken me in, like I was her own. And then because my mom is like a very abusive and neglecting me and letting people like molest me and rape me and stuff like that. And then when I turned for my 15th birthday, I disappeared for 2 weeks. No, it was a month. I disappeared for a month. And nobody could find me. I was at Dakota's house because of my mother. My mother technically sold me to get drugs and be like a sex slave. So technically I was like really in a bad place when I was 15. And then
a sex place?
Yeah.
Dang.
Sorry
to hear that.
And then for my 16th birthday, my dad came, and then I got put in a mental hospital because I was, like, depressed. I tried to kill myself. And then for my 17th, I was, like, you know, getting kicked out of my house several freaking times. Getting called disappointment, and then
getting called names all the time, saying you're worthless.
Getting hit all the time.
And I don't get why people have the balls to be like, hey, you're worthless. When they're the ones that took you in, they didn't have an issue with you at all.
Until I turned my teenage years.
Yeah. I don't get it. Because why do you have a big problem? Now, bless you.
Thank you.
It's like, why do you have a problem now when you're 17 years old and they're constantly yelling at you? Now, when you had the chance, your parents had the chance to deal with you for that long. And now they turn around and say, oh,
you're not welcome back.
Exactly. Like, I don't get it. I don't know if it's like the hormones going through change.
I'm actually not a bad person, to be honest. I just like punching people in the throat.
I mean, that's pretty normal for you.
That's normal.
Yeah.
How did we, us, me, Matthew, and Lily help you get a new start on your life?
Realizing that I actually have something to look forward to, because I got called constantly that I'm just worthless, I'm just a piece of shit, and like I had nothing going on good, like I had nothing going good for myself. And then I'm pregnant now, and then they're helping me through everything. They're helping me through the change, they're helping me with my morning sickness, they're helping me through like everything. They have been there since God knows how long. And, like, they took me in because, like, how, like, bad I was. I disappeared for 2 weeks. Nobody knew where I was at. Nobody knew nothing. And then they found me. They texted me. And they were like, hey, where you at? I was like, I don't know. And I didn't tell them until, like, 10 minutes later. And then I winded up coming back home because they talked to me about coming home. And then they took me in the same night. And so, technically, they, like, took over helping me through, like, my depression, my stress, and, like, everything else. Because I've been on the urge of, like, killing myself because that's how depressed I was lately. Because I found out that my best friend killed himself, and then my mother killed herself. And it just, like, all...
You got that double whammy. Yeah, I'm sorry for that, and I apologize for... Sorry for your loss. I've had that happen to me, too.
It just, like, sucks.
Just know that every movement that you make is going to pick up.
Yeah.
Back to when you were getting called names. When you were dealing with the stuff you have or had, I don't know if you realize this, but you're strong. You dealt with it every single day.
Yeah.
For how long it has been going on. You
since
dealt
I turned 13.
Exactly. You've been dealing with it. I don't know if you knew, but you are strong as fuck. Because you continue to deal with it. You didn't take actions.
Until a couple of days ago. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah. And then I just, like, went off and then, like, I just broke out and I just told them off.
Yeah, I get it. People, there's only so much everybody can take.
Yeah.
Until they snap. I snap sometimes. Everybody snaps. I get it. Do you have any comments? Man.
I mean, been there, done that, you know, had that shit happen.
You know, it's the funniest thing that's going on now. It's fucking Area 51.
Oh my god.
Dude, Area 51, that been going on has just been funny as fuck.
I've legit just looked at my phone and saw like 4 times that's about Area 51.
About everybody trying to raid it, dude.
Yeah.
When is that supposed to go down?
Who knows?
A month.
They said it was next week, and then someone else
said that it was a month, and I'm like,
I'm
confused. I want to go see.
Somebody said it was September 20th.
I was told, well, I've been looking through all the comments, and they're like, it's like a week. And then somebody else was like,
it's that's the videos you're talking about.
So that's gross. If that was a Dr. Pimple Popper, that would be absolutely disgusting.
I don't even get, like, why people pop pimples.
Or leave the pimples on there to get really huge. Does any, like, why do people get satisfaction on breaking a fucking giant pimple?
And it's a girl.
Why would you let your armpit hairs that long?
I've done that when I was in the mental hospital. They didn't let me have razors or anything.
I know, that made me so mad. And I saw this really cute guy at a mental hospital.
And you wanted to shave?
And I was like, ooh, and I had shorts on. And I was like, oh, my legs are hairy. My legs are hairy still. I just don't care.
Yeah, you don't get to have that much fun like you did before.
Yeah.
That bothers me. And then they do it like that.
It's so hairy. Like, it's just
like, oh. We need to add some more to it. Alright.
Yeah,
equality.
Those are my favorite ones.
Equality of men and women.
People should have equality. Because men can do what girls can do except for give birth.
Men can't give birth now.
Yeah, because of like transgender and stuff like
fucking,
that.
It's a mental disease. I feel like on equality that women can do stuff that men can't, and men can do stuff women can't.
Like lifting up an old freaking man, I could not do that.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, okay, depending on the job title, yes, equal pay. But in other subjects, no.
Like, where you're working at, I could do that. Like, anybody can do that.
What, install doors?
Yeah.
You know how much they weigh? Between 200 to 400 pounds. Do you really think you can lift up 200 down the door?
I was 13 years old helping my dad.
Who's that old lady who works there?
She's the front desk. Mm-hmm. She works at the front desk. She doesn't lift up more than a pound.
A paper.
Exactly.
And then there's...
Or a stack of paper to go put it in the printer. Or move magnets around. I mean, that's an easy spot. But.
I've done
that's
that.
The easy spot?
I lifted up.
Easy part, not spot. That's an armpit. That's gross. Or,
Oh, yeah, what do you think of that?
Give me a second. I'm just gonna end it. You legit got me. So she had a whole handful of what is that? Like sweet and sour?
Sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts. And she had her in her hand. She threw it up. And I looked straight up. And I was like, where'd it go? And she did not throw it.
I still have it in my hand.
I'm so gullible. Oh my goodness gracious.
Poor baby.
Oh, shut up. I'm not a freaking dog.
Yes, you are.
Don't tell anybody.
I will talk about what you did with your mom.
No.
She told me some stuff.
So, his mom threw the... No, he threw the ball. And his mom was like, go fetch! Go fetch! He
I walked over to pick it up, and then I kicked it. I was like, fuck this. Kicked it.
And then she's like,
hit the fucking chair, and I was like, fuck!
She was like, come here, he just calls her right back.
And then,
And then he threw the dog.
I did not throw the dog. The dog was on the other end of the dog. Object.
According to your stepdad, you threw the dog.
Oh my god. So, that story...
I'm just going to make my bed and drink it.
And eat something.
So, my mom's dog is six... 6 weeks old?
Seven weeks old.
Excuse me. 7 weeks. And they were all playing with my sock. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go get my sock. And ran over, got my sock. But in the process of getting my sock, I thought both dogs let go of the sock. But the seven-week-old puppy... grabbed it at the last second, and I yanked it up, not knowing that she or he grabbed it again, and she went flying. Thankfully, she landed on her left side of her body and not her head. And she or he is okay now, but at the time, she was yelping crazy. And I felt so bad. I was just heartbroken.
They hear too much. I'm sorry, but they do.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was random, mixed with all, it was like four topics to it, but I hope you guys had a good 4th of July. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day or a good day tomorrow. Yeah, I haven't been doing podcasts recently just because I've just been busy. And I'll try to knock them out a little bit more. And I hope you guys have a good day. Peace.